Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Many of the things that happen to us in life are a result of what we call cause and effect. For example, if I jump in a river or a lake and I don't know how to swim, then most likely I will drown. Drowning is the effect of the cause, which is not knowing how to swim. If a person doesn't have adequate food to eat, he or she will eventually starve. Lack of food is the cause, and starvation is the effect. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Every week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. Thousands tune in each week to receive spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Here's a testimony from a listener to our Telugu language programs in India. He writes, "The Word of God touched my heart. I am very delighted about it. The teaching is so clear and simple, yet it's profound. I have been immensely blessed by the teaching from the book of Romans. We live in a deserted orchard, all alone with our family under a solar-powered light. The teaching from the Word of God has encouraged us to trust in Him. Please pray for our protection." That's a wonderful testimony. And we receive many testimonies like this one from many different parts of the world. And you know something? We'd like to hear your testimony too. We'd like to hear how you came to faith in Jesus Christ. Now, on today's broadcast of Hope for Today, we're continuing our study in the Gospel of John. So I urge you to stay tuned. Here now is Dr. Yoder with today's teaching, Establishing Reasons.
Why is an important question. It gets to the central issue. It is, we may say, the basic question. Why tells us the reasons for whatever exists. Many never bother to ask why. They keep doing the same things without even thinking, just going through the routine day after day without any bother to ask why. Now, my friend, we are not a machine, only to do one thing one way. God has given us a mind with which we can think. We have the right, therefore, to establish the reasons for our actions. We can change if we want to, and there are reasons to change. Of course, just to change for the sake of change isn't really very smart. But we are not a machine. We can make changes, and we can think out the reasons why we do what we do. Now, I want to read John 9, 1-12. This is a very interesting experience in the life of Jesus. "And he, passing on, saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the word of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he had spoken this, he spat on the ground and made clay from the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation is sent. Therefore he went away and washed and came seeing. Then the neighbors and those who had seen him before, that he was blind, said, Is not this he who was sitting and begging? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. Therefore they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said, a man who is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. Establishing reasons. From this text, we should learn to follow the instructions which will help us to establish reasons for what we do. First, examine the problem. This was, indeed, a very critical problem, for the man was born blind. The disciples asked a right question. They said, who sinned, this man or his parents? That's what I meant by saying a why question is a very basic one. It's hidden in their questions. Why is this man like he is? Who sinned? Somebody must have sinned, they said. The reason why they said that was they concluded that any problem like that, a disease or a handicap, was indeed the result of somebody's sin. But Jesus corrected that. While they were examining the problem, he said, neither one, neither this man or his parents sinned. But this is a situation where the glory of God is going to be manifest. He gave them a correction. He answered them to help them understand exactly what the problem was. But they had a right to examine the problem, and that's the instruction I'm bringing to you. First of all, to establish your reasons, examine the problem. And then Jesus went on with a directive acknowledgement. He said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day, because the night comes when nobody can work. Do what is yours when you ought to do it. But here we have instruction number one. Examine the problem that is before you when you are ready to establish the reasons. The second instruction is accept the prescription. Here was a man born blind. How was he to be made whole? How was he to receive his sight? We are told that Jesus spat on the ground, and of the spittle he made a clay salve, and put the salve on the eyes of the blind man. Now we do not know whether there was any medicine in that clay and in that saliva. We are not sure about that. However, Jesus went about it in a very simple way. It was not complex at all. After he had anointed or put the salve on the man's eyes, he gave him a very simple command. He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he went and washed. Very simple obedience. He went his way and washed and came seeing. We do not have any explanation as to how this blind man got to the pool of Siloam. Perhaps someone led him. But he did not doubt but that the prescription Jesus gave him would indeed make him well. So he went, and he washed, and he came seeing. He had no hesitancy to do what he was told. He did exactly what Jesus told him to do. To establish your reason, you had better accept what Jesus says. Then the third instruction is study the puzzle. When he came back seeing, the people who knew him, the neighbors and friends, first doubted that this was indeed the man who had been blind. So they tried to get his identification. They talked among themselves. They said, "Is not this he who was sitting and begging?" And some of them said, "Well, yes, this is the same man." But others said, "No, no, this is not the blind man. This is a man like him." But he said, "I am he." And then they asked him how he received his sight. Again, you see, they are studying the puzzle. They don't know exactly what the situation is, but they're trying to arrive at the reasons for what is happening. Now listen to the explanation. He said, "A man who is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, 'Go to the pool of Siloam and wash,' and I went and washed, and I received my sight." Now that should be simple enough for anybody. The answer is clear. It is no longer a puzzle, because the man has answered the question. Here then we have the instructions we must follow if we would establish the reasons for our actions. Examine the problem, accept the prescription, and study the puzzle, but be sure you come out at the right answer like this man did.
My friend, do you believe Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God? If you don't, what are your reasons for not believing? Are they valid, or are you simply ignoring the evidence that is right in front of you? Do you refuse to believe because you know belief will change your life? The blind man we learned about today believed. He had first-hand evidence of who Jesus was because he could see. Now, if you were blessed by this teaching and you would like an audio CD or printed copy of it, just write and request it by its title, Establishing Reasons. We'd be happy to send a copy to you as soon as we receive your request. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Establishing Reasons. If you have questions about the Bible or how to live as a Christ follower, we invite you to send those questions to us. We will take your questions to the Holy Scriptures and find an answer. We want to help you grow in your understanding of God's Word and in your relationship with Him. So write to us today. Here's the contact information again. Send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Establishing Reasons. It's available in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime at the website twr360.org. That's twr360.org. Now I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study in John's Gospel with a message titled Measuring Values. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.